purposes of our Fit, Fun, and Fabulous program, we're going to be talking about 12 biomarkers. Today, we're going to start with biomarker number one, body cell mass or muscle mass. Typically, lean body mass or muscle cell mass declines with age. From young adulthood to middle age, the average person loses 6.6 pounds or 3 kilograms of lean body mass per decade. This rate of loss accelerates after age 45. Basically, what we do not use, we lose. But muscles used properly and stimulated regularly strengthen and do not atrophy. This is true for people of all ages. What is important to understand is that if the muscle mass of the average person is declining 6.6 pounds per decade, and you weigh the same as you did in college, but you have not done a structured form of exercise during those decades, and you're now in your 50s, then chances are you've lost approximately 18 pounds of muscle and have increased your body fat by 18 pounds. Now, if we look at the average person who has also gained weight since college or high school and has not followed any type of structured exercise, then we will have added over 18 pounds. In fact, 18 plus your weight gain since college in fat. Now, this is where I have to address weight loss programs that do not include continuous monitoring of body composition. Body composition being your fat versus your lean muscle mass versus your water weight. They can and are very misleading and unhealthy. Unless you are monitoring the type of tissue you are losing in your weight loss endeavors, then how do you know you're experiencing healthy weight loss? Healthy weight loss is actually fat loss. Anybody can lose weight, but if you create a breakdown of muscle to stabilize your plummeting blood sugar, creating gluconeogenesis, and yes, you have lost weight, but from muscle loss, which is very unhealthy. This is not only unhealthy, but it will also decrease your basal metabolic rate and make it harder for you to lose any body fat at all. If you lose water weight, then yes, you lost weight, but it'll be back. And if you create dehydration, that is also unhealthy. Even your BMI, your body mass index, will not provide you with adequate body composition information. Now, if you're in my area, in the Pittsburgh area, you can call my office, 724-295-2100, and schedule your body composition assessment. However, if you're not in the Pittsburgh area, then what you can do is check with your local healthcare practitioners or call a local gym. Even if they use calipers, it's good enough. If you can get a scale that does body fat, that would be doable, provided you use the same technology for every follow-up body composition. This will at least give you a baseline indicator from which you can determine if you're losing fat or lean muscle mass. Now, if you're using a bioimpedance machine, look for one that runs from your hand to your foot. It will get your entire body. However, failing that, you can go ahead and use a scale, as I said, as long as you use the same scale each time you measure your body composition. So you see, healthy weight loss is fat loss, and fat loss will be easily influenced by the following factors. Number one, our level of purposeful physical activity. And we do have an exercise section on our website that you can go to if you're just beginning this process. And then our biochemical balance through nutrition. Biochemistry just means your chemistry of your biology. Your biology is your body. So we need to balance that through our nutritional approaches, which is what we will be providing in this program. And then finally, our attitude toward our body. You know, Wayne Dyer says what you think about expands. If you continuously think about how fat you are or that your body isn't perfect, then guess what's going to expand for you? So I invite you to love your body and love the process and realize that it's your body that gets you through every day of your life. So it supported you all these years. It's time for you to support it. So to maintain and maximize fat burning, muscle function, and overall health, we must have a supportive nutritional plan, one which favors healthy hormone balance, especially in relation to balancing blood sugar and avoiding insulin resistance. So let's get on board and begin that process.